grandfather and grandmother were from England and Wales. And we have a little Irish. My dad was more Irish. Mm-hmm. And so it's Welsh and Irish and English and a little Scotch.
That's neat. That's neat. And what religion are you?
Lutheran.
Uh-huh. Were you always a Lutheran?
No, I grew up by Valley Congregational Church and was a member there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. That's probably enough of that. You lost your mother, but did she work? Do you remember?
No, she didn't. Mm-hmm. She was at home, and she passed away when had a heart attack when I was 19. And I have two brothers, 10 and 6.5 years older. I had two, now I have one. The one who's 6.5 years older was on a boat coming home from the South Pacific during the war, mm-hmm. right at the end of the war. And well, no, it was in the middle because it was 43. And that was very sad for him to get the message on the mother he was coming yeah. home and so happy, anxious to see, and she him, and I think the excitement and all. And in those days, they didn't have the facilities they do now. I believe she would have lived today. Mm-hmm. But
yeah,
it was very hard years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my oldest brother, who is still living, we're going to see next week. He'll be 86 on the 4th of July.
Oh, that's great.
And we're going down to Kerrville to see where he is retired, he and his wife.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Did you attend the university?
No. Did not get to.
Have you done any work outside of farming?
Well, I worked a clerk, I guess, in Mutual Federal Savings and Loan before we married, and then mm-hmm. for a little while, a few months, and then had a baby.
And have you been in any organizations?
Only through church. I really don't like organizations very much.
Okay, they take a lot of time.
Well, I like to be at home, but
yeah,
we're very close to our children and do a lot with them.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Let's see. I see you have a fireplace out there.
Mm-hmm.
The smoke goes up the
chimney.
Mm-hmm. And you have a place out in front of it, probably, yeah, where you can sit down, maybe? What do you call that?
A hearth, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what do you call the things that hold up the wood in the fireplace?
It's a grate.
How about those things that stand up? They have balls on the top of them. I don't know if you have those or not. I can't
mm-hmm.
see. But do you know what those are called?
Not really.
We don't have a lot of fires in El Paso, so we don't have a lot of interesting
words. We use
it
a lot in the fall of the year.
Mm.
In the early, around Christmas time, we love the fireplace.
Have you ever had anyone clean it out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Chimney sweep. Did it for his birthday one year.
Oh, that's great. let's see. What do you call the big piece of wood that you put on the fire?
Log.
Okay, how about the little pieces?
Kindling.
Kindling?
That's good. That works. What kinds of things do you burn in a fireplace?
Any type of wood? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now we've got some mesquite they're burning in there.
Oak.
And oak. Yeah, they had some oak. That's all that.
Do you buy the mesquite or do you go out and find it?
No, we got it. Our son lives in Fredericksburg, and I got a hold of it when I was down there. Put it in there.
Bring
and I got the oak
side.
Down there, too.
Yeah, neat. Let's see. What's the black stuff that they have to clean out of the chimney?
Soot.
Mm-hmm.